CPA-CXS listening.
For CPA Mobile. ZLK Mobile.
For ZLK, KP4CPA. Good evening.
How are you? Did you get done playing tennis?
Won both matches, had to play a tiebreaker in the second one, but we won that one too. So, needless to say, that second match was a little more challenging than the first, and I already played two sets, so I was, by the time I finished that tiebreaker, I was wore out.
You were. That was funny this afternoon when that KC2 session came in. I heard him. He was just as clear to me on, as if he was on the repeater. I could hear both of you talking, and then I was like, okay, Dave stepped on him. And then when Steve stepped on him, I was like, what in the world is Steve doing? Can you not hear this guy talking?
Well, it's funny, and I guess I should have clued in, because, I know Steve wouldn't have broken in and like he did, and, if he'd have heard somebody on the repeater, so I thought that was kind of odd, and so, I don't know, I guess I should have clued in on what was going on, but I guess I was just too caught up in all the confusion.
Well, east north side, I think. I was on White Horse Road at 85, and both of you were just coming in. I flipped over and could hear you on reverse too, just perfectly. So I'm not sure where he was. He said he was near a Publix, but I wasn't sure which one. But both of you were coming in just as plain as day on, on the input.
Hey, Steve. Dave. Shane. Can I make a quick call to do some testing, please?
N4, is that okay? Go right ahead.
KN4VWA, KO4NUE. KO4NUE. No contact, I'm clear. Thank you, gentlemen.
And you don't have to run off. Unless you just have to, KP4CPA.
I might get in trouble for this, but I just left a Mexican restaurant. My wife's had a margarita, so we're headed home.
About that. I hope she enjoyed it, and yeah, just don't let her drive, I guess.
I'm clear. KO4NUE 73.
He's in trouble, David.
What is that? Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I was going to say something about that. Oh, yeah. My wife, she had a colonoscopy one morning, and she drove to Columbia that afternoon, and I told her, I said, you are not supposed to drive after a colonoscopy until the next day. And I said, if you get in an accident and they find out you've had a colonoscopy, you've been under anesthesia, I said, man, they'll own everything we got. But she went anyway. She was determined she was going.
But safe.
KB2HXS. Okay, how do I sound on this radio? This is my ICOM 706. I just hooked back up. Had a few problems with it. Hopefully I straightened it out. So, you wouldn't mind giving me just a quick signal report, or an audio report?
That thing's ready for the trash can. Listen, let me just throw it away for you. Just go ahead and hand it over to me, and I'll take care of it for you.
Okay. All right, come over and get it.
Now, you sound great. Before the 7300s came out, that's what I was looking at for my HF rig.
On the receiver, but I cleaned up the pins I removed the removable head and cleaned the pins up with a little bit of deoxid, and it seemed to take care of the problem. They weren't making good connection. All right, sorry, guys. I didn't mean to cut in on you. KB2HXS will be listening out.
Signal into the repeater and good audio. So, it's doing you a good job there.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good evening, gentlemen. I'm going to listen out.
HXSX. See, I have to say it slow so I don't get tongue-tied. Can you give a few seconds of dead key? Because between your audio, between your voice, it sounded like something was running. Do you have a fan going in the background, or is it, I'm wondering if maybe the gain is up pretty high on the microphone.
No, I have no fan running. I'll throw a dead key. KB2HXS, throwing a dead key.
Kind of a hum. I mean, when you're talking, you don't hear it, but when you're silent, it's not, well, I don't know how to describe it, but it sounds like a fan's running, so might want to look into that.
I know what it is. I'm throwing a PL tone for some reason. All right, let me take care of that.
Mention that. I hear it. Being in my car and all the noise it makes, I'm probably not the best person to give a signal report.
I can tell he's on a different radio than he normally is, but it didn't sound like a PL tone. That usually just comes in and goes away, so I don't know. Maybe he knows what it is.
I don't think it filters at the PL tone, because you don't use a PL to open up the receiver on this thing, so it might be passing the PL tone through.
Like what I would think would be a PL tone, it almost sounds like a whine. I mean, it's constant. And a couple of different pitches in there, too, at the same time. I mean, it's in the background, and when you're talking, you can't hear it, but in between your voice, like I said, you can hear it.
All right, well, gentlemen, carry on. Let me see what I can do with this thing. KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Catch you guys later.
I got that HXS, because I think I said it wrong. Have a good night. Go ahead, David.
I have arrived at the house, so I guess I'll make this my last. But anyway, thanks for the ride home, and I guess we'll talk to you later. I'm pulling in the garage here, and don't want to hit the motorcycle there. Believe it or not, I can get I've got my 1500 Valkyrie in here and two cars and a bunch of other stuff, toolbox, and man, I tell you, I guess I ought to have a packaging science degree.
I'm sure we can put you to use loading up some of those trailers. They're trying to save on fuel and pack as much as possible in each trailer now.
One of my son-in-laws, that's his degree from Clemson, and he works for a company that supplies parts for BMW, and he also works with Volvo, yeah. And he works from home now. Like a lot of people since COVID, you know, they found out they can do their job at home just as well as they can at the office. So, you know, heck, why burn all that gas when you can do the same thing at home?
You know, one of my sons it works from home a lot now. He goes into the office because he gets tired of being at home the whole time, but he does have that opportunity. So that's something I'll never have, not doing this job. All right, Dave, you have a good evening. Good to talk to you, and thanks for riding along with me, too. We'll talk to you again. KB4CBA and 4ZLK.
Careful out there, and we'll talk to you later. KP4 CPA 73.
N4ZLK KP2HXS.
4ZLK, go ahead.
I shut the tone off. See if you hear that noise now.
I do think the microphone gain might be a little high. That's just, but I'm also in my truck, my personal truck, and it's not, you know, I'm not sitting at home, but I do not hear the whine, so that must have taken care of it.
Yeah, the PL tone, well, I had the mic real close to my mouth anyway. Yeah, I got to get into this radio and turn the mic gain down just a little bit probably.
Yeah, and I'm actually at a stop sign, and I was driving, you know, 55, 60 when I could hear it before, so it sounds like you got it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You sound as good as possible on the radio.
I'm so glad Steve's in on.
I've always wondered what my signal sounds like, and nobody's ever said anything, and I'd have no idea, you know, if there was something wrong with it. I mean, other than my voice, so there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, you figure if it ain't broke, don't fix. If nobody's complaining about it, leave it alone.
I wasn't complaining. I just wanted you to know, because I know it's hard to hear your own self.
Nobody does complaining. No. I wouldn't ask, you know. If I don't want to know the truth, I don't ask.
I tell you you're on a different radio than what you're normally on, but it sounds great. It just gives you a little different tone to your voice, but it still sounds great. It's got great audio and everything.
Well, this is an ICOM 706 Mark IIG. When I'm home here, I normally have the IC7000 on the desk, and in my vehicle, I have a 2730 dual band. So, I'm gonna put the IC7000 in my vehicle and move the 2730 over to my wife's vehicle, so when we go out with that, I at least have a radio with me.
That's a good plan. It's funny how sometimes radios will, somebody will sound different in different vehicles, and then all of a sudden they'll have a different, talking on a different radio, and it just changes the tone of their voice. But that's just, I guess it's the make of the radio.
The phone, too. This is an older, it's a dynamic mic. It's not a condenser mic like some of the new mics are. So that's what the difference is. And the mic from the IC7000 won't work on the 706 because of the different pinouts. So I'm not too worried about it. But, hey, as long as you can understand me, I'm good. I'm good to go.
And if you can find one that gives you a little southern accent, maybe even better, a little filter on it.
How do you all got to go there, ain't you?
Yeah, that filter wasn't it.
But, wide, that would do it. It's wide, and that would fix the... That throw a little draw in there.
I work on that.
You can get them at DX Engineering. They're pretty cheap.
Have to start listening to more country music.
Just speaking at you, bud. I'm sorry. I'm just listening to the conversation. I had to pop in there. $39.95. DX Engineering.
Now, never apologize. Never apologize. We gotta have some fun here. I don't take it personal. Trust me. Steve knows. I bust his chops all the time.
Right. Roger that. Okay, I'll let you have it back. I just wanted to aggravate you a little bit. I'm glad you could take it. That's good to know. So I can too. Just want to let you know. Y'all gentlemen have a nice evening. KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Now, you have to realize, my two call doesn't come from this area, so you have to realize that, yes, Dave can take it, Dave can also dish it out.
Yeah, one day, and I heard you make a couple other comments, and I knew you had a good sense of humor, so I appreciate that.
You know, in the industry I work in, plus I'm a musician, yeah, I've been around the block a few hundred thousand times, and I was on the road for like 25 years driving, so you got to have a sense of humor. You know, you got to be able to schmooze the customer a bit.
The person you got to laugh at is yourself, because that just helps you get through life a lot easier.
I'm laughing myself all day long. Even my wife would be like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing.
And myself, I can entertain other people later on. So I laugh at my own jokes first, and that way at least somebody does.
That's right. I'm darn right about that. I'm gonna duck out of here. I'm gonna go into listening mode. I gotta make an adjustment on one of my guitars. So, catch you later. N4ZLK KB2HXS. Catch you all later.
You're working on it. Very good. And I'm about home. Enjoyed it. Everybody have a good evening. N4ZLK.